Okay, that's all three songs. I want to ask Brandon, you're out today?
Huh?
Forget it. Okay, moving on to the next question. If you don't catch these questions right away, I'll have to ask another one. Okay, what are the three best bands in Boston besides yourselves?
Freeze.
I like the best.
The Freeze. Lepa, maybe. Stains, maybe.
Just maybe?
Well,
Love and Flame. You're trying to get a gig at Cantones. You're saying Love and Flame. What are you going to do? You just going to play around and then when you grow up decide to do something else?
Well, we're trying to start a hardcore scene in Boston. You know, for like more or less for kids.
So to do that, you're going to have more than just one band.
Yeah.
Well, we want Freeze to probably hopeful then. Maybe if we get some other bands.
Doesn't the Freeze live down the Cape?
Isn't it
a little hard for them to get up here to play? Or?
Yeah,
they still do, though.
They're really good, you know. They're about the best to offer.
You guys all in high school?
I still am.
19, average age.
Okay, do you see this happening in the schools that... The younger people, you know, high school kids, they gotta be younger people if they're still in high school. That they're getting into doing hardcore punk things, or are they all home practicing Freebird?
Well, it's just to get your frustrations out and get drained.
I don't know, I've noticed that it seems like people are getting less complacent now, like people are starting to face things and stand up to things, so I see it happening in the next couple of years, you know. I say that, you know, basically all your pop bands in Boston will probably just fade away and...
It's a great hardcore scene right now. DC and LA are probably the best scenes right now. I like it when you all talk at the same time.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, DC is probably the best scene right now, and they have about 80 skinheads there, and it's really, you know, they're really good people. They're against drugs, they're against that, but they're standing up to like authority and rules and stuff like that. So
I couldn't figure out a word you said in any of the songs. Is that what the songs were about?
Yeah.
The first one was what? Drug fools. What's that one about?
Anti-drug song. It's about drug fools. People fooled by drugs, you know. We don't want people coming to our gigs who are really wasted, you know. I don't know.
Because they have to take a participation.
What kind of drugs are you talking about?
Anything. From alcohol to anything. Grass. But we don't want to be like John Surrett, so we won't.
Sorry. Well, I won't say anything. I'm not going to touch that one. What about the lyrics to the second song? The words?
I don't know. What's to say?
Telling authority to screw.
Yeah. It's just about, I don't know. We don't
need authority.
Yeah.
What do you think of Van Halen?
Blah.
Why?
He's a good guitarist, but he's got a bad choice.
I like the
voice. Rectum Rock.
It's what?
Rectum Rock.
I mean, I saw him say that. You know, I'm really interested in your opinion because what all they seem to do is talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll and getting more of each.
Yeah.
Seems the antithesis of where you guys are coming from.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Opposite, I think, antithesis means it's
just... Well, not as far as sex goes.
Well, that's just probably to make money, you know. We don't have commercial interests or anything like that. That's the common theme of all heavy metal bands and stuff, because it's just the idiots out there just go for that, you know.
But aren't the idiots out there
just, they just plug that type of stuff. So.
But aren't the idiots out there all, you know, guys and girls your age?
Yeah, but hopefully things will change, you know. I mean, you got to make a statement somewhere along the line. You just can't go along like everybody else.
Like, look at that Mission gig that was last Sunday at the Paradise. There's a real good following for that. A young crowd, that's sort of what we're looking for. The young crowd at that Mission gig at the Paradise Sunday, they just turned out. They were doing things that they're doing in L.A., things that they're doing in D.C., and it was super. You know, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Do you think with various clubs doing Sunday afternoons, I know it's creating a ghetto, but, I mean, at least it's exposing something. You think that's a good direction for...
That's very good.
I don't know what type of, you know, I don't know how much money they're making, but if they're not making anything, it probably won't happen, so...
Really?
It's too bad. I mean, I think in cities like L.A. and stuff, they let underages in, but here it seems like they don't want to put stamps on hands or something like that. I think it can happen, but they just don't want to have the aggravation, I guess, of...
Having to deal with...
people's hands. I also think it's, you know, part of the people. I mean... if the people didn't go around and try to, you know, forge the stamps, maybe they could see the gigs and stuff, but if they want to drink that bad, then they fuck it up for everybody.
Well, that's the trouble the club dealers have to work with, because they can get busted for serving drinks to people who are cheating. Well, we don't have any more tunes to play. In summation, what do you want to say to the world?
Decontrol.
Decontrol us.
Okay, decontrol is the message.
Decontrol lives.
And come and see our kicks.
Okay, and that's at Gallery East, and that's on the 22nd? Did I get that right? August 22nd.
With the freeze.
And
special
surprises.
Guests, maybe.
Aggressive music. Go there, be ready to bang into one another.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Get out of here.